The Property Pod. Welcome to The Property Pod with MoneyWeb. The property sector is an ever-changing sector. And in this podcast series, your host, Suren Naidu, chats to movers and shakers in the property industry.
Hello and welcome to The Property Pod, South Africa's premier weekly property investor podcast. My name is Suren Naidu, and on this MoneyWeb show, we gain insider insights from leading CEOs, analysts, developers, and entrepreneurs in South Africa's dynamic real estate sector. With it being Women's Month in South Africa for the month of August, we are only having women execs as guests on the podcast. But this week's podcast is a little different. It's not a profile or directly linked to the property industry, but when KFC's media team pitched the interview, I thought, why not? KFC takes up space at properties across South Africa, not just in malls, but many of South Africa's CBDs. We have the lady leading the team as GM of KFC Africa joining me on this week's episode. Her name is Akona Fenke, who will share some insights on KFC's bold growth plans and more about how they find outlets and select sites for franchisees in South Africa. Akona, I hope I pronounced your name correct. Welcome to the Property Pod.
Thank you, Suren, and thank you for honoring my surname with pronouncing it almost correctly. You did well.
thanks for that. It's the first time that we have a guest from the fast food or quick service restaurant sector on the podcast. But as I mentioned, you know, there's KFCs all over. To kick it off, you're currently GM of KFC Africa, but I see on your LinkedIn profile that you've been director at the group in various roles. That's Yum Restaurant International in Africa. On the people side, diversity side, and were once director for franchise development. What does your current role entail? Because it says GM KFC Africa, but Africa is a huge continent.
Yeah, so my role is to manage the Africa business. We are present in 22 markets across Sub-Saharan Africa, with South Africa obviously being our biggest business unit. But my role is really to lead the strategic direction of the organization.
And how many sites and outlets does KFC have in Africa and South Africa currently? We know South Africans love their chicken. And if you are in the CBDs, never mind the malls, in some CBDs, you'll have multiple KFCs at every second street corner.
Yeah, so across the Sub-Saharan region, we have close to 1,500 KFCs. In South Africa alone, we've got just over 1,160.
And globally, how does that compare? I understand we have quite a high representation for KFC globally in South Africa.
We do. So globally, we have more than 30,000 KFCs. So KFC is not just big in Africa, but it's big worldwide as well. We are present in more than 150 countries. So if you do the maths, Africa contributes about 5% to the bigger KFC global system. And just an interesting stat is we open a new KFC somewhere in the world every 3.5 hours.
Wow. In the world, where does South Africa feature? Is it like in the top 10 markets?
It is. It is number 5.
Okay.
We are number 5 in the ranking, yeah.
How do Yum Restaurant International and KFC identify sites for and franchises? As I understand, KFC in particularly works on its own model, and it's quite an entrepreneurial relationship with some, I could be wrong, but some franchise owners having multiple KFC outlets.
Yeah, that is our business model, is our franchisees typically own a number of KFCs. That's how our operating model works. And in terms of identifying sites where we deem viable for a KFC, we have quite a sophisticated process. One could be either a franchisee brings a store or a location that they believe is viable. We assess it, we put it through our investment committee, and if we are in agreement with the assessment, we then approve it for a KFC and they then go and develop it. The other way is our team. We've got a team of development managers who are always on the lookout for available opportunities. Is they would perhaps through their relationships with different landlords, property owners, etc., they would bring sites to the investment committee. And again, if we run them through our models, if we believe they are viable, we would then allocate them to the right franchise partner to develop. But we also decided, because we're growing so aggressively, so just to give you some stats, is in Africa alone, we build almost 100 KFCs every year. And because we're growing so aggressively, we actually decided we want South Africans to be a part and parcel of our growth agenda. We want to grow the right way. So we've actually extended a call to all South Africans who either have access to real estate or who may know someone who has access to real estate where they believe a KFC would be successful. We actually pitched that to us. And if they are successful in terms of us being able to convert that piece of real estate into a KFC, is we will pay a 60,000 rand finder's fee. And I think that's quite lucrative.
Okay, so it's like incentivized a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, this is the property board after all. So, to bring the real estate and property side of things more into the conversation, how is the group's relationship with landlords? Does it go, for example, the McDonald's route in America, where it looks at, does McDonald's get involved in owning properties, or it pretty much leases it out through the franchisee?
I'm sure you mean KFC. And yes, there's many models that we would look at. Some of our franchise partners opt to buy the property where it makes sense, and they then develop a KFC. In some instances, we are our tenants and we lease the land or we lease the actual building. I think there's various ways. At the end of the day, it's all about the commercial viability of that particular business case. Where it makes sense to buy the property, absolutely. Our franchises would. And where it doesn't make sense, then they wouldn't. They would just come in as a tenant.
But as a group, KFC doesn't buy properties and own the properties. You make your money from the actual sale of chicken.
So actually, we also own a portfolio, a corporate portfolio that we call our equity business. We have about 50 of those stores at the moment,
Okay.
and we own some of those properties as well. But our core business, like you correctly put it, is not in property investment. It's in selling chicken. But where it makes sense, where there are opportunities for us to buy the property, we do that as well.
And now, KFC is already big as a QS brand in South Africa. 1,000 is a lot of restaurants. Where is the growth expected to come from? Are you expecting further growth out of South Africa, or are you pretty much focusing now on the rest of sub-Saharan Africa, considering South Africa has such a high concentration already of KFC outlets?
It's actually yes to both. It's yes to South Africa and it's yes to the rest of sub-Saharan Africa. How we look at investing behind our brand is we're a food brand. Essentially, we're investing behind population growth. For as long as our population continues to grow, we will invest behind that because people need to eat. So that's one. We do see massive growth opportunities outside South Africa. And we are always exploring markets where it makes sense for us to open up, where it makes sense for us to accelerate our growth. Like I said, we're present in 22 markets, 21 of those are outside of South Africa. So we do see massive opportunities. And because we are quite a loved category, people love chicken. We're also quite accessible from a price point perspective. The sky is the limit to how far we can go.
In that, I didn't have this on my list of questions, but in the pitch and the statement that came through to us, you talked about investing in not just the local community, but employing people and that sort of thing. Can you share a little bit of insight about the economic impact if a KFC opens up, and how many people the group, maybe not directly because a lot of them are franchisees, but how many people does KFC employ in South Africa?
Yeah, so we employ across not just South Africa, across our 22 markets, we employ over 40,000 team members who work in KFCs. But actually, our impact, our economic impact goes beyond that. From the day that we approve a KFC that it can be built, the people that built the KFC are usually local contractors that we use, local tradespeople, etc. Obviously, the people that we draw from the community to work for us, but also through our other programs like At Hope. Is we're able to feed a number of children within the communities where we operate. Through our sponsorship of the mini cricket program in South Africa, we're able to take children away from the streets and get them active. They have volunteer coaches that teach them cricket. Again, it's an incredible opportunity for people in the communities to get involved in the health and wellness of the children within those specific communities. So there's a number of ways that we contribute to the economic viability of every community where we build a KFC.
Probably through supplier development too. You're probably buying most of your chicken from South African suppliers then.
In fact, we buy all of our chicken from South African suppliers. And so along the value chain, whether it's the chicken, the packaging, and all the other ingredients, we create employment opportunities. We really create business opportunities for up-and-coming businesses who then feed into our supply chain.
Akona, I appreciate your time. We will have to leave it there. That was Akona Tsinkwe, the General Manager for KFC Africa.
Thanks for listening to the MoneyWeb Property Pod with Suren Naidu. To listen to more episodes, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates. Follow Suren on Twitter at Suren Naidu for more of his property industry content and other business stories.